Sometimes the fun begins when the paved road ends. Chevy Silverado 2500 HD is made to work hard and play hard on the road or off. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for details and experience life in HD.
How are you doing on this Mesereau Monday, my friend?
I'm doing very well, John. Thanks for the invitation to come in.
It is good to see you. I think since the last time we talked, the market has basically done nothing. It's been flat and boring. We'd love it to go up a little bit more, but it's just kind of moseying along right now.
The second half of this year is nothing like the first half of this year, right? And I think we're coming to the realization that interest rates are going to stay higher longer. And as a result, we're starting to see the markets not be as robust as they were earlier this year.
Yeah. We loved our 401ks for the first 6 of the month. And we said, hey, let's rinse and repeat that. And that kind of leads into this discussion I wanted to have. I was reading an article. It's over at MarketWatch, and it said, retirement plan derailed. Will you be among the 40% forced to stop working earlier than expected? And I thought, huh, that sounds a little bit with what we talked about a couple weeks ago with Greg and becoming a caregiver. And you probably said it just this plainly, but I wasn't listening, or it went in one ear and out the other. But Greg, 40% of us?
Yes. And so it was interesting when you sent that over to me, I chuckled to myself because I had researched this and wrote an article maybe 5 years ago. And the number was the same thing 5 years ago. And so I was like, yeah, we could talk about that because...
Because you already wrote an article about it.
I had already researched it and already had gone into it.
So these aren't people retiring early because they want to. We're talking about people being forced to early retirement.
That's correct. And sometimes we think that retirement is, hey... whenever is age 65, I'm going to do it. It'll be my choice. But a lot of people end up in retirement unwillingly. Mm-hmm. And there are a few factors that cause that to happen.
Let's walk through them.
One of them we talked about last time we got together. One of the big one is caregiving for others. Mm-hmm. You were planning on working, all of a sudden somebody in your family or in your social circle gets sick, you have to become their caretaker, and therefore you cannot work the job that you once had. That's mm-hmm. one. The second one is your health. We can work to our full retirement date, which is around 66 for people who are at that stage right now, if we're healthy enough to do it. But what happens if we have a chronic illness or mental health now is becoming more of an issue? And so some people find themselves in a situation where I want to work, but I just can't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is another one people being laid off at a time they didn't think they were going
layoffs
to?
Layoffs are a big one also. And unfortunately, ageism is real.
Yep.
And sometimes people get laid off. And they find it very hard to go back in and get back into the lane they were in their career at another institution simply because they feel discriminated. They may be being discriminated against because of their age.
Any other reasons we should know about, or are those the big ones?
You know, since my last writing, there is one that is creeping up that is not talked about a lot, but it is becoming more of a factor: natural disasters.
Really?
Yes, because think about it. We're starting to see more natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, rain damage. What if you are working in an area that has been hit by a hurricane and it won't be the same for several years? That was your livelihood. That was your community. And you had a specialized skill.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, the last 2 points that you mentioned, ageism or being aged out of the workforce by your company, and extreme weather are actually our two guests in the back half hour of the show.
Okay.
We got an employment lawyer coming on to talk about that and how 57% of Americans' wallets are impacted by extreme weather. So we'll dive into that a little bit deeper. Way to tee it up for us, Greg. You didn't even know that.
I didn't even know that.
You didn't even know that. Okay, but let's say, all right, those are the reasons someone might be forced to retire early. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say it's 61, you know, a couple years early. You know, you still worked from 18 to 61, 62. What does it matter if you didn't get to 66? It must make a huge difference those last 4 years.
Well, the reality is most people don't start thinking about retirement seriously till age 50. So if we would like for people to start as soon as they enter the workforce in their 20s, start putting things away that will help them when they get to their 60s. But for a lot of people, they've only been down this path for about a decade. So mm-hmm. if you miss 5 more years, being the 5 years between 62 and 67, that could be quite devastating. That could actually change your trajectory a great deal in terms of retirement lifestyle.
So how do you plan for this, right? Like, Is it a matter of not using the calculators that we all use or the numbers that we have in our head and instead, what, like adding 25% in it or assuming we're going to have to retire early? Like, what should we be doing to plan?
Well, you know, I think for many of us, we look at the retirement experience and we look at those who did it before us. So we look at our parents and our grandparents, mm-hmm. and they were in a situation where those provisions were made for them. Either their employer had a great pension or there was some savings from other places. Those safety nets aren't there anymore. And so we have to do it on our own. And when we have to do it on our own, we don't think about, not only do I need plan A, I need plan B and C. Because we're used to watching people who had plan A, B, and C laid out for them by their employer or through social safety nets. And so this is new and very uncomfortable for a lot of people.
You're talking about the old three-legged stool.
The
analogy.
Old three-legged stool, exactly right.
Where one leg of it is the social
pension,
services.
The other one is Social Security. The other one is whatever you save on your own,
right.
Mainly through your 401k. You might be able to throw the equity in your home in there as well.
Mm-hmm.
But that stool is no longer stable the way it once was.
So what do we do? Is it simply just putting more money away as early as you can? I know that seems like such a basic thing that we repeat over and over again. Is it that? Is it tapping into other things, that home equity? I mean, what do you got for us?
So there are a few things you can do here. One, at all times, you should be reviewing three things. One, reviewing your spending.
Mm-hmm.
How much of a cushion do I have here? If this thing came at me earlier than I thought, what could I scale back to and live a comfortable and reasonable lifestyle?
So hopefully, when you're prognosticating what you'll spend in retirement, bring that down or at least have an exit
what
plan
am I,
to bring it down.
That's exactly right. So what am I spending today? What do I plan to spend in retirement going in the future? And if this thing happens to happen sooner rather than later, what do I do? Right.
Mm-hmm.
Are my costs fixed or variable? You should start moving towards more variable costs that you can become flexible with.
Okay.
The next thing you should do is if you find yourself in a position where you are retiring out unwillingly, the first thing is not to freeze, but to go back and then review your asset allocation, because you may have had a portfolio that had a 3 to 7 year time horizon. Well,
mm-hmm.
now your time horizon is shorter. And so things like fixed income, bonds, things like that may make more sense for you.
You want to make it safer quicker.
You want to make it safer quicker. And then also review your Social Security strategy, right? You were planning on maybe going to your full retirement date, but you may actually need to take it earlier. And actually, the most common age to take Social Security now is age 62. And a lot of people are doing it because they have to, not that they want to. And so a couple things you need to think about if you find yourself in that position. Are you done working?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you take it before your full retirement date and you work and you earn over the minimum allowed,
right,
which is around $21,000, then Social Security will take away $1 for every $2 you earn.
Ah.
So when you got to start thinking through this. Now, one thing that happens is a lot of people feel as though, because they're not planning for this, so it happens to them.
Right.
Versus they were planning for a number of different things. There are things that you could do to prepare yourself also, because this could be a scary experience.
Mm-hmm.
So what I tell people, and I outline this in one of the chapters in my book, is that what you have to work on is you're the CEO of you. And so what you have to work on is this contingency plan, and especially if you fear things like ageism, you have to do things the same way you did it when you were in your 20s and your 50s. And unfortunately, a lot of places stop investing in people after a certain age, right? And so you may get into this routine where I just got to play this out my last 10 years and then I'm out of here. You also, in those last 2 years, have to be as thoughtful about developing your skill set as you were in the early years.
Interesting. So take a look in the mirror a little bit. How are you performing at work? Obviously, you know, a caregiving situation may be uncontrollable, right?
Right.
What can you control? What you're contributing to at work to not be on that chopping block?
You're absolutely right. But even when you start thinking about the caregiving situation, there's a lot of good gigging going on out there right now. Right. So if I had to be someone's caregiver and be in the home, what could I transition to that was remote?
Right. What could I do differently? Even what could I do differently? One career for 30 years even.
Exactly right. And so
skill sets, yeah.
What we've been led to believe is that when you get into your 60s or mid-60s, that is now old age.
Yeah.
Well, that was true when we had shorter life expectancy, and our life expectancy ended somewhere before our mid-70s or maybe in the mid-70s. It's not that hard to make it to 90 these days.
No.
So we're really middle age now.
At 60-something,
so
yeah.
When you were 40 and people were telling you, welcome to the middle age, you were still thinking about your contingency plans.
Yeah.
So at 60, we still need to think about our contingency plans.
Greg, you gave us a lot to chew on. You mentioned the book. What's your book?
Exit from Work.
Exit from Work.
Yes.
Where can people find that?
They can find it on Amazon.
All right. I like that. Wherever you find your books, go to Amazon. Exit from Work.
Exit from Work.
Greg
so
Lunsford.
In it, we talk about what happens when you have a strategy that goals differently than you thought.
Yeah.
And one of the things that we try to build is what we call is financial self-efficacy.
Okay.
And what self-efficacy is your ability to control your outcomes and your belief that you can do that.
All right. I wish we had more time to talk about that. We'll bring you back again.
Sounds
good.
We're
out of time, unfortunately. But you've given us a ton to chew on, Greg.
Okay.
Exit from Work.
Exit from Work.
Or you can just talk to the fine folks at Mesirow, 1-877-MESIROW.
Either will work.
MESIROW. We'll talk again soon, Greg. I promise.
All
okay?
Right, thank you.